What we've done is we've taken a conventional laser system, and we've taken one of the mirrors out and replaced it with an LCD screen. LCD being the same as your television in most households these days. And the advantage is that with the LCD screen inside the laser now, acting as one of the mirrors, it can be digitally addressed with images, just like your television is digitally addressed with movies and film. And as we change the image on the screen, so the properties of the laser changes.
Why is this so radically different from whatever already exists?
Because when people conceive of lasers at the moment, the design parameters are with a static, predetermined system in mind. And so all the manipulation of laser beams takes place outside the laser. So people don't usually think about shaping the light inside the box. It's never been done before that the light can be shaped dynamically inside the box. So we believe this is a paradigm shift because it introduces many new possibilities that would not ordinarily be possible.
What impact would it have?
Well, let me give you an example of what would typically happen with a standard laser beam. In a standard laser beam, one would have a round, intense spot, and usually the spot would be scanned across some piece of material that you're trying to machine, let's say, for example. Why are we scanning the spot? We're scanning the spot because we want to machine a particular pattern, but the pattern of light coming out of the laser is not a match to that we're machining. So we move the laser beam around. But with this system, you don't need to move a spot around to create a shape. You simply select that shape with a click of a button. And if you want to change that shape, so you change the piece that you're machining, that's no problem. You just change the picture that you write to the device.
So does that mean then you can work at a faster pace using this laser then?
That's right. You can work much faster. You can remove what would up to now be considered mandatory equipment to really deliver laser beams. Now one can make that piece of equipment redundant.
So what sort of equipment are we talking about here that can deploy this?
So conventionally, as I said, you would use complicated delivery optics, you would have external beam shaping optics, you might have robotics to move the spot around. In many applications, all of that would be redundant because we can simply select what we want directly from the laser.
Give us a sense of where we are with this. Are you still at the testing phase, for example?
We had the concept about 2 years ago, and it took us 2 years to make it work. We got it to work, so presently we have a proof of principle experiment in the lab showing that this laser works. And the step forward now is, of course, to take this proof of principle experiment into a prototype for a particular application.
But does South Africa have the technological industry to turn this into a product for the market?
Yes, we believe so. South Africa now, as many nations, we have a photonics initiative of South Africa. And what this initiative aims to do is to create a vibrant photonic industry. There's a realization that we've missed the microelectronics revolution. We have no such technologies here in South Africa. And we do not want to miss the photonics revolution. And so we are trying to create an environment where young researchers could spin out technology companies and take forward the technology that they're working on with their degrees.